Hello and good Wednesday to you. I'm Stacey Elgin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Stock prices collapsed in London, Paris, Germany, and Tokyo overnight. Japan's Nikkei index suffered its biggest sell-off in more than 20 years, and the Paris Stock Exchange suspended trading because of the stampede. After central banks on three continents intervened, the major global market indexes recovered some of the losses. Less than a month and only one more debate to go until the presidential election, and emotions are coming to the surface. Last night's second debate between Senators Barack Obama and John McCain was contentious at times. At one point, McCain called Obama that one, and Obama suggested McCain's Straight Talk Express lost a wheel. In Portland, Oregon, emergency crews are trying to figure out what caused this house to break free from its foundation and crash nearly 100 feet down a hill. Luckily, the one person inside the house wasn't hurt. It struck at least three other homes and knocked out power in the area. Just as a safety precaution, a dozen or so homes have been evacuated. The son of a Democratic state lawmaker in Tennessee has pleaded not guilty to charges of hacking into Governor Sarah Palin's personal email account. 20-year-old David Kernel was arraigned in a federal court in Knoxville today. He was released without posting bond. Kernel, an economics student at the University of Tennessee, is not allowed to own a computer. He can, though, use the internet only for checking email and doing classwork. His trial is set for December 16. Kernel faces a maximum of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Well, how about some good news? Gas prices are down again. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.45, and that's down by more than 3 cents from yesterday. It's also the lowest price in nearly 6 months. Some people in Kansas are getting gas for less than $3 a gallon. The average price there is $3.10, but it was selling for as low as $2.69 in Topeka. Well, that's a look at the latest headlines for you this hour. Do be sure to stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day. Thanks for logging on.